is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight, and it's Thursday, September 18th, 2014. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, what Britain really thinks about Scottish independence. Then, how secure are Apple products? And the campaign to declassify the censored 9/11 pages. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Now it's going to come out in the 28-page report that I've talked to congressmen who've seen it, Walter Jones and others, clearly says Saudi Arabia involved, stand down was ordered.
Today, September 18th, is the day that Scots go to the poll to decide if they're going to become independent of the United Kingdom. This is a major decision, not only for Scotland, but for the world, because it's a question of what you value. Do you value your independence? Do you value that over your security? Do you value self-determination and liberty over comfort? That is the question before the Scottish people, in my opinion. Take a look at this picture. This is how it's being posed to the people in Scotland. This Reuters picture that shows the Scottish yes vote says, Scotland's future in Scotland's hands. On the other side, you have vote no. It's just not worth the risk. Let me tell you something. This is always about liberty versus the promise of security. People who are slaves will never have any security. If you don't have control over your life, if you don't have control over your government, you do not have any security or any comfort. But that's what's being sold to them. Consider the fact that the conservatives in England, the Tories, are putting this out as Scotland is very socialist. True. It's not a perfect country. There is no perfect country. The UK has its problems. The United States certainly has its problems. Scotland has its own internal problems. They have minders assigned to children at birth, following them through decades. Now, the Tories, the conservatives, are saying that Scotland is too socialist. That may very well be true. Yet, why would the English, why would the conservatives want to have a country that they consider to be too socialist, too dependent on the government welfare check? Why would they want to keep them in union? I mean, if New York or California wanted to go their separate ways, I would welcome that. They could pursue their own socialist utopias apart from us. Why are the English concerned about that? Well, of course, that's not what they're concerned about. We'll see that in just a few minutes. Look at who is really getting heartburn over this. Of course, it's the bankers. It's the globalist corporations. It's the multinational oil companies. They're the ones who don't want to see this happen. Now, according to the Telegraph, the promises that have been made by the Tory government to Scotland in order to keep them in the union is now a terrible mistake. They say the architect of a controversial funding formula for Scotland has described his own policy as a terrible mistake after David Cameron pledged to keep it despite a revolt from Tory MPs. However, Tory MPs have warned that the move could be voted down in the Commons, where Mr. Cameron faces a potential bloodbath at the hands of his own party. So let me break this down for you. Even if Scotland stays in, they may not get the promised concessions that the Conservatives have put out there to keep them in. This is the type of thing that's going to happen whenever you don't have control of your government. And of course, the whole point of liberty is always to have the smallest, closest government to the people as possible. That gives you the most control. It gives you the most independence and freedom. That's what our founders in America wanted. They tried to avoid consolidation as much as possible, dividing power between the central government in Washington and between the states and the people. That was the ultimate division. But then within the federal government itself, they divided it down by three. Why? Because they felt that consolidation was the greatest possible threat to their liberty. And that's what we see from the New World Order. When you divide countries out like Scotland, and they are setting off a round of hope throughout the world that this may be possible. When you divide countries apart like this, when people get a government that is smaller, that is closer to them, they have a greater chance of controlling that government. That was the whole reason we had checks and balances in the American government. Look at what is happening here. They're being told that they're getting too many concessions in Scotland. The Conservatives are complaining that there's too much money already being given to Scotland versus other countries, England, Wales, etc. Take a look at this graph. This is what the Barnett formula would provide. This is what they're saying is a major mistake. And of course, you can see that Northern Ireland and Scotland are getting quite a bit more per capita than Wales and the UK. So why would the English want to do that? Why would they want to keep them in? We saw the same type of thing years ago in New Zealand. If you want to look at a country that is dependent on socialism, that follows socialism down the road, New Zealand had to take the red pill because they were on their own. They got to a point where they could no longer pay their embassy staff. It was that dire. They immediately turned around the ship of state, and they were able to do it because it was a small country. It didn't have the kind of inertia that the United States does. It didn't have the kind of inertia that the United Kingdom does. If you want to get people off of socialism, it's like kicking your 30-year-old son out of the basement and telling him to get a job. Eventually, they're going to hit the wall, and they'll be smaller and more able to turn that around if they're independent. But let's look at the real reason. The real reason that the bankers are freaking out about Scottish independence. This is from Washington Blog. He says it's really about oil. Specifically, if Scotland becomes independent, it will get to keep about 90% of the revenues from its huge oil reserves. And he quotes the New York Times, Al Jazeera, NBC, but Max Keiser explained it, I think, the best. Here's the three points he makes. The UK can now borrow cheaply using this giant Scottish oil reserves as collateral. Number two, if Scotland leaves, the collateral oil reserves will no longer be available. Three, so the cost of borrowing money for Britain will skyrocket. That's why this is really happening. This is why the bankers are freaking out. But of course, if Scotland has a vote and they declare independence, that is going to send shockwaves around the world. From Catalonia to Texas, anyone who wants to have smaller local government will be encouraged by this. And they'll be encouraged, I think, even if Scotland decides to remain dependent on Great Britain, because at least they had the chance to have a vote. Now, also coming up today, we see that there is a new campaign coming out that Ron Paul is actually pushing, trying to get 9/11 documents declassified. He interviewed Walter Jones, who has put forth a House bill. In this story today from Paul Joseph Watson, he points out Congressman Ron Paul has called on Americans to get behind a campaign to draw attention to U.S. Representative Walter Jones's House Resolution 428, which demands that the president order the 28 pages of this 9/11 report declassified in full. So you can support this with a Twitter campaign, a social media campaign. Hashtag declassify. InfoWars is also throwing its support behind this cause under the hashtag release the 28 pages. Now, I want to read for you this quote from the interview that Ron Paul had with Congressman Jones. Congressman Jones said this about the 9/11 report. He said, you have to go down into a room that's guarded by uniformed officers. Then you also have to have an FBI person to sit there in the room. Bear in mind, this is a U.S. congressman you're talking about. You can't make any notes. The Bush people do not want it released. It's not a national security issue, but it would be embarrassing to the previous administration if this information is opened to the public. There'll be no hope for America's future if the American people don't know the truth about a tragedy such as 9/11. We see these same types of restrictions put on U.S. congressmen and senators when they want to learn about the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the Transatlantic Partnership, trade partnerships that are selling our sovereignty, that are selling our privacy, that have is selling things like CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, things that have been voted down by our elected representatives and yet are going to be part of this trade agreement being negotiated in secret that congressmen and senators are not allowed to see any more than they're allowed to see the 9/11 report. Now, Congressman Jones also had this to say about the ISIS situation. He said, arming Syrian rebels will be a total failure. Now, this came up during debate yesterday in Congress on whether or not to send aid to ISIS. And this is what he had to say. He said, I think of the $1.7 trillion that we spent in Afghanistan and Iraq. I think about the 4,000 Americans that gave their lives, the 30,000 Americans wounded, and the 100,000 Iraqis who were killed. And here we go again. I don't care if the president is a Democrat or a Republican. This is a failed policy, and it will be proven to be a failed policy. He's absolutely right. We need more statesmen like Walter Jones, but unfortunately, they're in a very small minority because the House approved plans to arm and train ISIS in order to fight ISIS. This is an article from Kurt Nemo on Infowars.com today. He points out that yesterday on Wednesday, the House of Representatives approved Obama's plan to train and arm, quote, moderate Syrian rebels to counter the growing threat of the Islamic State organization. Now, Kurt Nemo points out that even the New York Times dispelled the idea that there is any such thing as moderate Syrian rebels. They said in the New York Times, nowhere in rebel-controlled Syria is there a secular fighting force to speak of. That was back on April 27th, 2013. My sense is that there are no seculars, said Elizabeth Obagi of the Institute for the Study of War. She told the New York Times. Also, Kurt Nemo points out that al-Nusra and ISIS merged back in this last June, and that factions within the FSA have pledged allegiance to ISIS, and that there's around 20,000 FSA mercenaries trained by the United States. And he also points out, of course, as we have many, many times, that the CIA is providing the weapons. He said the CIA has shipped weapons to al-Qaeda groups in Syria since at least 2012, a fact that's revealed also by the New York Times. The shipments included, as of March last year, more than 160 military cargo flights by Jordanian, Saudi, and Qatari military cargo planes. That's it. So that's what we have, essentially an organization that has been created, trained, equipped by the American government, and now we have to equip and train some more people that are supposedly opposite to them, that are going to fight them, and yet they are one and the same. Is Homeland Security and the federal government totally clueless about the war on terror? Here's what Joe Biggs has to say.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now, Wednesday, Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah came out and said that four known terrorists were captured and arrested at our southern borders along Mexico and Texas. Now, he went to a Department of Homeland Security committee meeting where he asked Jed Johnson if he was aware of any known suspected terrorists being captured at all during his tenure as the Secretary of Homeland Security. His response was, sitting here right now, no specific case comes to mind. This is our Secretary of DHS, the man who's supposed to know about the security of our homeland. And he has no clue that four known terrorists were captured and detained at our southern borders. You know, we've shown you multiple times, myself, James O'Keefe, that crossing the river, the Rio Grande, the Rio Bravo, this is an easy task for terrorists to do it. I've done it multiple times in Texas, in Arizona. It's not a hard thing to do. But Harry Reid, Feinstein, they all want to come on TV and lie to the American people daily and say that our American borders are secure. Now, what the congressman went on to say, though, is out of the 460-something thousand people that come through, only a small percentage of them are actually captured. So for those four that were caught, probably quadruple that actually get through. And we're continuing to find Korans, prayer rugs, Iranian to English translation books, money from all these different countries with known terrorist ties, people with connections to Hezbollah. This is a serious thing that needs to be looked at, and yet our country, our government does nothing about it. But they want to demonize the militias when they go out there that move from the middle of the states to come down to help protect the border. They want to call them domestic terrorists, say that they're not part of the solution, but part of the problem. And then the Border Patrol wants to shoot at them. They're just trying to do their job because they're not doing it. Luckily, we got these four guys on September 10th, the day before, when we had intel that the 13th anniversary of September 11th could be a terrorist attack. So thank God these guys were able to capture them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you again the video of myself crossing as an ISIS terrorist, and then I'm going to show you the video of James O'Keefe coming across the lake from Canada into America with Ebola and ricin. So continue watching our updates to this, because I don't know how many times we have to keep reminding you that this is not secure, that the terrorists can come through. We're not saying it will happen. We're just informing you that it is easy for this to happen.
How did you get here? Did you cross in a boat or something?
Well, I used my British passport to get to Canada, and then, yes, I took a boat.
No Border Patrol stop you?
Do you see any Border Patrol? Do you see any Coast Guard?
What's in that other bag?
This is ricin. As you can see, Cleveland's water supply is over there. If we pour it in there, it'll kill a lot of Americans.
Thank you, Obama, for leaving your southern borders open so ISIS can terrorize America. ISIS thanks you, President Obama. We claim this land for Sharia law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Now, there's more news about Ebola and about possible vaccines. And, of course, as we look at this, we need to keep asking ourselves, is this a biological false flag? Is it a naturally occurring catastrophe that is being used by the government in a sinister way to increase power over our lives? Or is this maybe something that is going to be used to fatten the profits of pharmaceutical companies? This vaccine is coming out of the UK, and as it's reported by Sky News, they say the vaccine is made from a harmless chimpanzee virus that has been genetically modified to carry a benign payload of Ebola DNA. Now, if that doesn't concern you, that oxymoron of a harmless simian virus that's been genetically modified, listen to the rest of this. Trial monkeys have been shown the vaccine is 100% effective in the first month, with some protection remaining 10 months later. So, of course, you would have to get it every few months. You'd have to get a booster shot. And they're also saying that they're not going to be able to get enough of these doses out in order to save the number of people. They said there's going to be tens of thousands of people who are still going to die from this Ebola vaccine, from this Ebola plague. Now, of course, this is different from the ZMAP virus vaccine that came out of the United States that they gave to the infected doctors that were brought back in the United States. That is a genetically modified plantibodies that are injected into the patient. It doesn't give you a weakened or different strain of the Ebola virus. What it does is it actually gives you antibodies that immediately start fighting the virus. Now, of course, with any vaccine, the real proof is whether or not it's not only effective, but is it safe? Is it really going to work? Well, the people that they're starting to do these tests on today, about 60 volunteers, will those people be okay after they take it? And will they have the courage, or how will they know if this is really going to work? Will they expose them to people who actually have the Ebola virus? So that's the effective part. Now, there is a huge black market that has developed for the blood of Ebola patients who have survived. This is being reported by CNN Health. They say, as hospitals and nations hardest hit by Ebola struggle to keep up, desperate patients are turning to the black market to buy blood from survivors. That's a report from the World Health Organization. They say that blood from survivors is referred to as convalescent serum. It's said to have antibodies that can fight the deadly virus. It's unproven, and it has provided some promise in fighting a disease with no approved drug to treat it. So here's the effective part that CNN asks about. They say, well, of course, it's not known whether or not these antibodies in the plasma of survivors is actually going to work or not. Is it sufficient to protect against the disease? So that's the effective part of the treatment. And so how safe is it? They say the illicit trade can lead to the spread of other infections, including HIV and other blood-related ailments. So does this strike you as something kind of scary or crazy? I mean, would you buy blood off the black market that supposedly came from an Ebola survivor and inject that into your body? That's essentially the same thing that Big Pharma is asking you to do with vaccines. And of course, just as you don't know what else might be in that blood, you don't know what else might be in that vaccine. We have an update on this autism vaccine whistleblower from the CDC today. We have a video that's been posted on the Autism Media Channel, YouTube, and the Age of Autism. This is William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower's phone call recording, as he was talking to Dr. Brian Hooker. And he said some very amazing things. He said the CDC has put the autism research 10 years behind. He also says, I have a boss who is asking me to lie. Now, of course, that boss is the head of the CDC's vaccine safety. And he was one of the persons on the study that was essentially turned, they covered up the data, they lied about it for 10 years, they hid that from people for 10 years. Finally, as he's talking to Dr. Hooker, he says, I can no longer lie. Now, John Rappaport says in this story, he says, the scum of mainstream media are refusing to cover this story, and they are accomplices. He points out that the Department of Justice is also an accomplice to this, as they have been, of course, to many scandals, to much illegal activity within this administration. John Rappaport writes that the Department of Justice, who surely know about Thompson, are refusing to investigate, arrest, and prosecute CDC bosses and researchers. Therefore, they too are accomplices to a great ongoing crime. And as we pointed out here before, CNN's response was to essentially attack the people who were blowing the whistle, as we see happened again with Snowden and every other whistleblower. They go after the person who is exposing the criminal activity instead of going after the people who actually commit the crime. And of course, they say, we have many studies that show that there is no connection between autism and vaccines. In other words, this one is an outlier. Is it really an outlier? If they lied about this study, if they covered it up for 10 years, can we trust the other stories? Well, the question is, can you even trust what's in your toothpaste? We have a story coming out of Phoenix. We have a dental hygienist there who noticed some unusual things in people's teeth. They say a dental discovery may prompt you to change your toothpaste. They had a dental hygienist who noticed that many of the people that she was treating had some little blue dots that were trapped in the tiny spaces between people's teeth and gums. She said she'd see 5 or 6 patients a week. She said she talked to other dental hygienists. They were seeing the same sort of thing. It took them a while, but they finally figured out that it was polyethylene, a plastic that is used in all kinds of things like garbage containers, grocery bags, bulletproof vests, even knee replacements. Now they put it in your toothpaste. They say pretty much everyone that they talked to that had these blue dots were using some form of Crest toothpaste. So they put this out on social media, and now Crest has gotten the message. They say that the majority of their toothpaste is going to be free from these blue microbeads within 6 months. Very similar to what happened with Subway and the substance that they were putting in their bread, which is also in rubber mats. So we see this type of thing coming. Now, it actually does have a harmful effect, a potential harmful effect for you. A dentist, Justin Phillips, said that they trap bacteria in the gums, which leads to gingivitis. And over time, that infection moves from the gum into the bone that holds your teeth, and that becomes periodontal disease. So there are real consequences to this. And just like our toothpaste, just like our bread, we don't always know what's in our vaccines or the black market blood that you pick up to protect you from Ebola. Stay with us. We're going to be right back about what may be in your phone with a new release of iOS 8.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Now, with the Snowden leaks and what people have learned about how their phones are spying on them, consumers and businesses are demanding privacy. Apple got that message loud and clear, especially when there was the leak of data from iCloud. Now they're telling us that iOS 8 is going to be the solution to privacy. Here's Leanne McAdoo's report.
Apple has announced that they will no longer unlock most phones or iPads for police, even with a search warrant. Rather than comply with binding court orders, Apple has reworked its latest encryption in a way that prevents the company or anyone but the device's owner from gaining access to user data that's typically stored on phones or tablets. With this latest upgrade, Apple will no longer be able to bypass your passcode, making it technically impossible for them to respond to government warrants. But not so fast. This all amounts to little more than Apple realizing that they're losing money by alienating customers who think that they've been all too willing to hand over their private data to the government. With the iOS 8, Apple absolves itself of any outright spying compliance by appearing to offer more rigorous security. If you're a person who's concerned about privacy, you'll buy their product and not the competitors, right? Your user data can still be accessed. Most people already back up their phones to iCloud. Apple will still have the ability and the legal responsibility to turn over user data that's stored elsewhere, such as in its iCloud service. Users who want to prevent all forms of police access to their information will have to adjust settings in a way that blocks data from flowing to iCloud. But even that is not enough to stop the feds from accessing your private data. Rogue cell phone towers that have been popping up all over the country are already being used to clandestinely access your mobile devices. Meanwhile, as the media is focusing all of its attention on the fact that malicious hackers have stolen nude photos from celebrities, the fact that police are using this very same software is completely overlooked. Now, Apple's latest move to convince buyers that it's not actively participating in the surveillance panopticon by offering stronger encryption is little more than deception. It's just going to keep those slaves lining up to buy its products.
And of course, as the Washington Post pointed out, Apple will still have the ability, and they say the legal responsibility, to turn over all of your information that's on iCloud to any law enforcement. It's very interesting that at the same time Apple is touting their new security at iOS 8, they have a job application out in China for someone who is going to help them to turn information over to the Chinese police, to the Chinese government. This just came out of LinkedIn. It was posted about 6 weeks ago, but now it's just been picked up by social media. This is a position that they say involves handling requests for information from various law enforcement agencies, as well as prosecutors and courts. Now, the article from the Wall Street Journal points out that just last month, Apple began storing more Chinese data locally, they said, for better performance. But I think maybe it's so that the Chinese government can have better access to it. Can you really trust them with it? Well, we're going to be watching that story. We're also going to be watching what happens in Scotland. We'll give you a report and an update on that tomorrow as we see this historic vote unfolding. If you're not a Prison Planet TV subscriber, please consider supporting our operation. It's one way that you can share information from a different perspective with your friends and relatives, a perspective of liberty and a different point of view than you'll hear in the mainstream media that's essentially owned by the pharmaceutical companies and the banks, as we point out many times. One subscription can be shared with up to 11 other friends and family. At the same time, you can all watch the nightly news each night, as well as have access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. Well, that's it for tonight. Join us tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.